Al-Anon has done amazing things, but prior to her getting into Al-Anon, my wife was the temperamental one. She was the one. And my kids just recently were talking, and they were saying, yeah, growing up, we've never heard Dad raise his voice. Mom, we've heard you raise your voice a lot. You don't need more, but you used to. But it struck me, and I wasn't doing it in a funny, joking way with my wife, but I remember thinking, my kids were just talking matter-of-factly and casually and said, we've never heard Dad raise his voice. It's true. They never have. But my God, I was scared to have kids because I was so angry. So let me tell you, I'm not a guy who everything's been roses and wonderful. I've got fears and perception problems and goofiness. But I've been blessed when it comes to being a dad. I've been blessed when it comes to being a husband. I've been blessed when it comes to being a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. The more I start looking around, it's like, you know, the areas of my life that have not been perfect. I've been fired from more jobs as a sober member of AA than I ever was drinking. I've had some, you know, weird stuff there. Fear of financial insecurity always wants to come up and try and paralyze me. All right, so what? But my God, when I divert my attention, you know, because fear robs us, talks in the book about asking God to remove our fear and turn our attention to what he would have us be, which implies that fear has me focusing somewhere I'm not supposed to begin with. Fear will always dictate to me the future or the past. It's never now. Never right now. When you're scared to talk, it's usually not when you're behind a podium. It's a week before. What am I going to say? What are they going to think? Fear never lives in the moment. God lives in the moment. Is that a siren or is somebody catcalling me? I'm going to assume someone catcalled me. I am still married. You might have given you the impression. Now, speaking of delusion. Let me just tell you this. I'm going to give you this story. I don't even know where I was at. Did I close that last part up? Yeah, all right. Well, you checked out 40 minutes ago. Is there a dance? I do that too. Listen, I want to thank you for having me. I want to thank you. It's nice to do this. It is. And I don't mean talk. This is fine. But it's nice to be able to. What a great conference, by the way. The history, the attendance, the swag. I love swag. I'm going to buy a bunch of sweatshirts. But most of all, just thank you as an AA member for letting me be here, for letting me meet the people I'm going to meet, to forge the relationships I'm going to forge, to hear great heroes of mine like Steve tomorrow night. What a wonderful thing we get to do. I'll tell you what AA has done for me, and I'll tell you what it's given me. Alcoholics Anonymous talks about being happy, joyous, and free. I understand the freedom part, I really do. I get it, the freedom from the mental obsession of the mind to drink alcohol, that we can go anywhere that anyone else does and live our life without alcohol dictating anything to us. I get freedom from the bondage itself, I get it. But happy and joy. One day I was sitting around and I'm like, what is the difference between happiness and joy? Because if they mean the same thing, I'm going to feel a little shortchanged. I want three things. So I started asking around, and I found out not a lot of people know. You know, well, I'm not really sure. You know, they're passing me around to other people. And a couple of years ago at Christmas time, I had something happen where the answer finally revealed itself to me, and it was my son, who, by the way, that little boy I talked about, you know, he's now 19. But my son at the time, he was 16 or 17. He really wanted a computer, and we told him we couldn't get him one. And we'd wrapped it up, and it was a big surprise, and we'd wrapped it in a different box to throw him off the scent, you know, one of those deals, and it's the present that sits in the corner that you open up last. You wait, okay, now it's time to open up this one. And finally, when he opened it up, I remember watching him as he opened it up, and the look on his face was pure happiness. Pure happiness. And then I looked over at his mother, looking at him, and I saw what joy looked like. We get to have both. We get to be happy. Let me tell you, sometimes things just go your way. Sometimes every light is green. Today on the plane, I didn't have anyone in my row. I was happy about that. Sometimes the girl says yes. Sometimes the boss calls you in to compliment your work. Not my experience, but I've sponsored people. Sometimes it just goes the way that you think it should. We get to be happy when that happens. But we get to have joy. I have a guy that I sponsor in Louisiana, and he called me up on Wednesday night, and he was telling me a story about him and his ex-wife have had this very antagonistic relationship, and now that he's gone back through the steps, he's changed his behavior.